Welcome back to this week's Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth. I'm your host, Al Waller. Today, we're going to discuss how retirees are faring financially in retirement. Now, according to the Social Security Administration, there are more than 45 million retirees in the United States, many of whom are facing financial vulnerability. Catherine Collinson, president of Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, is back with us to discuss critical issues that impact today's retirees. So, Catherine, can you please share some background on your research?
Our research has some mixed news, good and bad news. And so I'll start with the good news. And that is retirees are still relatively young. The median age is 71, and they're healthy. Also, excellent news, 9 out of 10 say they are generally happy people and they're enjoying their life in retirement by doing things like spending more time with family and friends, pursuing hobbies, traveling, and engaging in all sorts of other activities. However, the bad news or the scary news is they're financially vulnerable. Only 46% agree they built a large enough nest egg, with only 16% strongly agreeing.
That sounds pretty grim, Catherine. Were you able to uncover any more intel about those nest eggs and limited savings?
Yes, we did. And unfortunately, they've saved relatively little. To give you an idea, 31% have savings of less than $50,000. 9% have no savings. And I've got to point out, a retirement can last 10, 20, 30 or more years. $50,000 just doesn't go very far. The estimated household income, and this is the median, among retirees is $32,000. But our story doesn't end there. Retirees, many retirees have actually retired with debt. Our survey finds that 45% have some form of non-mortgage debt, and 28% are still paying off their mortgage.
Well, again, those numbers sound pretty distressing. So what do you suggest our retired listeners do to fare better in their retirement?
Well, one idea is if you are healthy and active, consider getting a job. And I know that sounds harsh, but getting a job can bring in income benefits and access to employer retirement plans so that you can continue saving and then fully retire at a later date. I know that's not great news, but it can really help. And it is better than running out of savings later on. Another is to do some serious financial planning. Do your homework and set forth a written plan that includes a budget, your living expenses, your savings, sources of guaranteed income, healthcare and healthcare needs, and look for opportunities that you can make adjustments, either bringing in more money or finding a way to reduce expenses. People who have written plans tend to have better outcomes. And then another thing is take good care of your health. All of our working years, we work to retire, and having good health can not only help us enjoy that time much better, it can also ward off medical bills, which can also be really expensive.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Well, Catherine, thanks as always for your insights and great information. We'll come back to talk about this and other issues in the future. For now, I'm Al Waller, and thank you for tuning in to ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth on WYPR, your NPR news station.